Ball State University terminates director Suzanne Schwierk after she defended Charlie Kirk's assassination. By Alana Mastrangelo on September 17, 2025. Ball State University in Muncie, Indiana, announced it has fired Suzanne Schwierk, the school's director of health promotion and advocacy, after she caused significant disruption to the university that called into question her ability to perform her work in her leadership position after she smeared Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk following his assassination. On September 10, 2025, Ms. Suzanne Schwierk posted a statement on social media related to the assassination of Mr. Charlie Kirk. Ball State University began in a statement posted to X on Wednesday. "Our administration determined the post was inconsistent with the distinctive nature and trust of Ms. Schwierk's leadership position at Ball State University and that the post caused significant disruption to the university," the school continued. Ball State University went on to say, "Our administration evaluated the impact of the significant disruption to the university's mission and operations and the effect of the post on her ability to perform her work in her leadership position. As a result of the review, our administration terminated Ms. Schwierk's employment, effective immediately," the university revealed. The school added, "A separate post on a second employee's personal account remains under investigation by our administration. No additional information will be released on that post at this time," Ball State University said. As Breitbart News reported, Schwierk reacted to the horrific and gruesome murder of Kirk by taking to social media to declare, "Let me be clear, if you think Charlie Kirk was a wonderful person, we can't be friends. Charlie Kirk's death is a reflection of the violence, fear, and hatred he sowed," the now former Ball State University director continued in her post, adding, "It does not excuse his death, and it's a sad truth." Schwierk then used the rest of her post to deflect to other unrelated news stories, citing the deaths of Melissa and Mark Hortman, the children shot and killed in Minneapolis last month, and the children shot in Colorado, saying those are all tragedies that also deserve your attention. "Charlie Kirk excused the deaths of children in the name of the Second Amendment," Schwierk falsely added of the Turning Point USA founder. "Leftists have chosen to react to Kirk's assassination by deflecting to other news stories involving gun-related deaths, dismissing the reality that the Turning Point USA founder was blatantly targeted in a political assassination, murdered most likely due to the hateful and violent rhetoric spewed by the left, which falsely labels Kirk and other conservatives fascists until a deranged lunatic picks up a rifle." On Tuesday, Fox News host Greg Gutfeld pointed out that unlike Kirk's assassination, there was no demonization, amplification about Hortman before she died. It was a specific crime against her by somebody who knew her. So don't use your "what about this?" The fact of the matter is the both sides argument not only doesn't fly, we don't care. We don't care about your both sides argument. That shit is dead, Gutfeld asserted. Watch below. "For one thing, there is no cognitive dissonance on our side," Gutfeld continued. "On your side, your beliefs do not match reality. So you're coming up with these rationalizations, like, what about this or what about that? We're not doing that, because we saw it happen. We saw a young, bright man assassinated, and we know who did it," the Fox News host added. "I understand why people are saying, what about this? Because if you have to face the underlying fact to this, your life is gonna fall apart, because you're going to realize, you're not the good guys. If you sat 400, 600, 700 cases of harassment against Republicans, and you said, but what about this, and then you see this murder after calling somebody a fascist, you realize, maybe I'm not the good guy. That is a hell of a realization to deal with," Gutfeld declared. Kirk was assassinated on September 10, while trying to have an open and respectful dialogue with a student at Utah Valley University. Some in society have shockingly reacted to Kirk's assassination by doubling down on their hateful and violent rhetoric, celebrating the Turning Point USA founder's murder and continuing to smear him. "For millions of people around the world, this served as a major mask-off and watershed moment, in which the public has been able to see firsthand the shocking depravity and degradation of society. Unhinged teachers, medical professionals, and public servants were not shy about posting ghoulish online celebrations of Kirk's assassination, resulting in investigations, suspensions, and firings across the United States this past week. Ironically, the examples from teachers celebrating Kirk's murder have highlighted the very issue the Turning Point USA founder spent years exposing. The left-wing extremism that students are exposed to at all levels of the American education system. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.